For years, the rain that fell upon City Hall vanished almost as soon as it hit the roof. It gushed down to the street and washed away oil and heavy metals left by passing cars. In minutes, the rain became toxic waste that flowed into the city's waterways. These days, Seattle's new City Hall doesn't let rainwater slip away. This City Hall puts rainwater to work. City Council member Richard Conlon demonstrates one of the building's rainwater-filled toilets. It looks perfectly normal. Conlon says that's not always the case.
It actually does get discolored, particularly during the leaf season or when the rains first start in the fall. And so for a while we had notices in the bathroom saying, don't pay attention to the fact that this water is discolored, it's because it's recycled rainwater. But I think people have really gotten used to it now.
Rain that doesn't get absorbed into City Hall's green roof, seven stories above the street, is channeled into a million-gallon tank in the basement. It goes through a series of filters, then into the pipes. It's called a rainwater catchment system.
Right now, we're using it for pretty much all of the non-potable functions that we have in City Hall. It's probably good enough quality to use for potable functions, but we aren't going to go there because we have great water that we get in the city, and we'd have to do some treatment in order to meet legal standards.
Conlon says the city installed the rainwater system as a way to practice the conservation that city leaders preach. Bob Shulin is a member of the choir. When he and his wife built their house several years ago, they built a hollow concrete patio that stores 7,000 gallons of rainwater. Shulin says despite Seattle's rainy reputation, droughts are common in the summer.
Basically, there's two choices. If people want to continue to use water, as the population grows, the city can either build a lot more reservoirs and drown more land, or people can, you know, conserve water or be their own utility for those summer months.
Shulin lifts a metal hatch on the patio floor and sticks his head inside.
You can see how full it is right now. It's getting pretty full. So it's probably 60% full. A couple more rainstorms, it'll be probably completely full.
The family flushes their toilets with the rainwater, but Shulin says what uses the most water is the garden.
This year we did not run out of water, but last year I got a little overzealous in watering my flowers and I did run out.
Mike Broyley says that kind of awareness about resources is exactly what most Americans are missing. He runs Living Systems Design, and he installed Bob Shulin's filtration system. Broyley says he learned how much water he uses when he lived in a cabin in Alaska. He hauled his own water for 15 years.
And when you have to carry your water, you become really sensitized to how much you're using and how you use it and where you use it.
Broyley says you don't need to live in a rainy climate to run your home on rainwater.
There's enough water that lands on their roofs, even in the Southwest, to supply their needs.
Broyley admits the rainwater catchment systems he builds are pricey, $1,500 to $15,000. But he says his clients recognize the value of water.
Of all of the water on the planet, and this is a water planet, 0.07 of it is actually available for human consumption. That's a tiny, tiny, tiny portion.
Broyley says as the population grows, pretty soon the only affordable way to get water will be from the sky. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.